Awesome. Hello? I didn't do that. Okay. Hi. Welcome to the first group project presentation. Let's get started. So, on the left here, you can see our client, Laura James. Unfortunately, she can't be here today, but she's been very nice and helpful with the project, and she's one of the founders of the Cambridge Makespace, of which you can see a picture on the right. It's just a collection of rooms down in Mill Lane, where people can come together and build stuff. And that's where we come in. So Makespace has a shiny, new, fast and powerful laser cutter. And Laura wanted to enable people with all sorts of backgrounds and experience to come there and build something that they liked and that would be useful for them in a short amount of time. And more specifically, she asked us to simplify the creation of boxes, of plywood boxes, using a technique called kerfing. I'll come to that in a minute. So kerfing. The nice thing about these physical projects is that I can actually show this to you. So the idea of kerfing is really simple. We make cuts in plywood to weaken the material. We make these cuts in a certain pattern so that you can bend the plywood without breaking it. And I hope this doesn't break. Yes. Okay, so this is kind of how it looks. And that's kind of all there is to it in theory. In practice, it takes quite a lot of trial and error to kind of get the patterns and the cut dimensions right. So we spend lots of time doing that. And our goal was to make that really simple, so we would do the trial and error so that the users of our programs would not have to worry about that. Right. Okay, so design implementation. We had a user interface, an abstraction layer, an output layer. User interface is obvious. Abstraction layer defined the templates and worked out where to actually put the cuts. And the output layer dealt with different output file formats. Challenges and takeaways, UI. Designing for end users is actually quite difficult, especially if you're trying to make something that as many people as possible can use. Testing UI is quite hard, and making the user interface in parallel with the other components who maybe haven't really figured out yet which input they actually want from the user is also quite hard. Abstraction layer, vector math plus physical project is difficult. Math in Java is super verbose. System integration was a crucial point here because the abstraction layer kind of sits in the middle and has to interface to both the user interface and the output layer. So system integration is really important there. Output layer, the main challenge there was to find the lowest common denominator file format. We settled for SVG and DXF because that should cover most of the laser cutters out there. But DXF is a pain. It's the specification is made by a company called Autodesk, and they make a new specification every year. And so DXF compatibility is basically meaningless, and it's a pain. Open source libraries, on the other hand, are awesome. They were really helpful for us. We could actually use the libraries, and we could use we could actually have a look at the code and kind of use it as a template for the stuff we tried to get done. Open source. This is our final project. I've got one of the boxes here. Maybe you've already seen them. We released it under a BSD open source license. It's available on Bitbucket, and we have a short video to show you. Which kind of, because laser cuts are cool, so works.
It actually took like 4 minutes.
Okay, that was it. Thank you very much.